And coming up next is the team of Rochelle and Maddie.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves, Scheherazade had 1,000 tails.
But Master, you're in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails.
You got some power in your corner now,
some heavy ammunition in your camp.
You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo and how.
See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your orders, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me, no, no, no.
Life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'.
Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shah.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true day.
How about a little more baklava?
Try some of column A.
Try all of column B.
I'm in the mood to help you do.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Wah-na-wah. Oh my.
Wah-na-wah.
Oh no.
Wah-na-wah.
Ha ha ha. Bah, can your friends do this?
Do your friends do that?
Do your friends pull this out the little hands?
Can your friends go poof?
Well, looky here.
Can your friends go abracadabra, let her rip, and then make the sucker disappear?
So don't you sit there, slack-jawed, buggy-eyed. I'm here to answer all your midday prayers.
You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for your charged affairs.
I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what's your wish? I really want to know.
You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you gotta do is rub like so, and oh!
Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three.
I'm on the job.
You big never.
You ain't never had a friend.
Never had a friend.
You ain't never had a friend.
Never had a friend.
You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
And that was Maddie and Rochelleular with Friend Like Me. I would say this is an interesting and risky choice, especially after we just recently heard Faded do it and do it so well.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very, very tough act to follow.
It's also a very interesting choice to make into a duet.
Yeah, exactly. And I personally don't think it worked all that well.
Really?
Because for me, it just kind of seemed like they were going back and forth the entire time. It almost seemed like a little bit of like of a anything you can do, I can do better feel like, you know, well, I can sing this line. Well, I can sing this line and I can sing this line and I can sing like back and forth. And I think that they missed a lot of opportunities to like play around with it, like especially towards the end, like they could have done like they could have added in extra harmonies and like made it like a feel more like a standalone duet rather than this kind of like back and forth, like two people like battling out on a song kind of feel. And especially at the end, like when it was like they were holding the last note together, one of them could have been holding that note while the other one came in and they're like, wah-ha-has, wah-ha-ha, wah-ho-ho's. And like something like that would have been interesting.
Well, they did do one of that towards the middle, I think. Like Maddie.
Well, actually. Like how it is in the song, like it was the wah-ha-ha, oh my, wah-ha-ha, right. no. That's how it literally is. But the ending, the way it is in the original, it's friend like me, stop, then Genie goes on. But they held the whole note through where Genie usually sings the other thing. It would have been more interesting had one of them held the note while the other one did what Genie usually does. Like, just... I don't know. There was something that just didn't seem very
cohesive.
I don't know. And between the two of them, I felt that Rochelle was playing a little bit more than Maddie, but they both could have used a little bit more playfulness to them. At times, I kind of felt Maddie was doing the insert emotion here and repeat thing. where it's just like the like one line kind of sound like the line before it, like, and Matt, and that's what made me like a little like put off, because Maddie is usually so good about like dynamically like changing herself up, and I thought that like she didn't change herself up at all in this, or at least anywhere near enough. So I,
you think, I mean, like vocally, it's a duet, she doesn't want to risk anything.
I don't know. Like, I thought vocally, note-wise, this was good, but I don't think they captured, like, the mood of playfulness in this song, personally. Jeffers?
I can see where Ambie's coming from on, like, the ending and harmony and stuff, but, like, I disagree. I really like this song as a duet. Like, I thought it was really cool, like, friend like me. Like, it sounded like they were, like, you're my friend, I'm your friend, and this is that, and going back and forth. And I thought that was a cool twist on the song, and it worked. I also thought they sounded very good together, voice-wise, and they really complemented each other nicely. And I agree, like, that one, that sometimes I felt like Maddie could have upped the performance a little bit more. Like, I thought Rochelle was good on this, but, like, Maddie was a little bit more would have been nice. And for Maddie, there was one line called Make the Sucker Disappear, where it had kind of strange Liberty pacing to it. And then for Rochelle, the first 1,000 tales or something in the first stanza was a little sharp, but like I thought this was nice, and I think I like this more than Ambie did. Good job, you two. Zell?
I'm more with Ambie on this, because it was a really risky choice. For me, the mixing could have used some fine tuning when they were switching parts. I don't know if y'all noticed that. Some liberties worked nicely with each other, but other times they kind of conflicted, or it's on like two separate sessions, which it really is. Sometimes, for me, it was hard to separate the voices. I had to listen again. Some panning would have been nice. Sometimes you could feel a shift of energy between them, volume differences. I have to agree with Ambie on how y'all separated the song. It would have been nice if like one of y'all had a chunk of this and then a chunk of this, then some harmonies here, la 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 la. And I have to really say the ending could have had so much more potential. I mean, y'all could have done dialogue, like your own ad libs or something, because that's like we could have gotten this really well.
Yeah, see, Maddie is usually so good with ad libbing things, and like this completely lacked that kind of Maddie charm to it that she usually has in songs like this.
And yeah, I did like Ambie's note about the Annie Get Your Gun, that it was just like this way, okay. Like, where. So yeah, risky choice. There was a lot that could have been done with it or fixed up, but there were some nice moments, I will say. So yeah.
Apparently I'm in the minority tonight, but that's okay.
You were in the minority last week, so it's just, you know, Jeffers in the minority month. Oh wait, it's a new month. Jeffers in the minority season.
Sorry.
Well, there was that one night where Ambie was off in the boonies somewhere, but oh well.
Off in the boonies, I like that.
That's a boonie.
All right. So shall we move on?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next is the team of Nani and Omi, which
Harmony.
Team Harmonies, or Team Turn Omi Straight is what I'd like to call them. Omi is always, every time Omi is in a listen and he hears Nani sing, he's like, I would go straight for this girl's voice. So,
well, what if Nani didn't know about that? Now she's just scarred for life.
I'm sure he probably might have told her. If not, now she knows. Omi's got a thing for you, Nani, even though he's gay. You turned a straight man. You turned a gay man straight.
Be careful, that is Nani.
Skill. That is skill.
Yeah, a very powerful skill right there.
Take my hand. Take a breath. Pull me close. And take one step. Keep your eyes locked on mine. And let the music be your guide.
Won't you promise,
won't you promise me that you'll never forget,
we'll keep dancing,
to keep dancing wherever we go next. If I catch a lightning, the chances of finding someone like you, it's one in a million, the chances of feeling the way we do. And with every step together, we just keep on getting better.
So can I have this
dance? And every turn will be safe with me. Don't be afraid, afraid to fall. You know I'll catch you through it all. And you can keep
a thousand miles
apart.
Can keep us apart.
Cause my heart is wherever you are. If I catch you lightning, chances of finding someone like you, it's one in a million, the chances of feeling the way we do. And with every step together, we just keep on getting better.
So can I?
Can I have this dance?
Ooh, no mountains too high enough, no oceans too wide, cause together or not, our dance won't stop. Let it rain, let it pour, what we have is worth fighting for. You know I believe that we were meant to be.
Chances of finding someone like
you.
It's one in a million, the chances of feeling the way
we do.
And with every step together, we just keep on getting better.
So can I have this?
And that was Omi Pride 09 with Nani on Can I Have This Dance from High School Musical 3.
Yeah.
I love this song.
The better love duet than that Right Here, Right Now bullshit.
Yes, I completely
agree. I hate Right Here, Right Now.
Have fond memories of this song. Like, I love this song so much, and we tried so hard to make this work on Love Me with Melly, but we couldn't get it to work, and I was like, ah. So it brought back flashbacks of our horror. Anyway, Nani and Omi, like, well, okay, let's see. First off, I thought you guys sounded really, really good together, like matching and voice wise. And so far, best syncing of the night and mixing. Like,
oh my god, yes.
Nani, hats off to you, Nani. This was best syncing and by far, like, it was so seamless. And like, I even heard her fixing some of Omi's puffs and clicks and stuff in there. Because, like, on his first line, Take the Lead, the take had a little muffle sound to it. And that's, like, from pop removal. So, like, good job, Nani.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that, too. Yeah.
Good job, Nani, for attention to detail and fixing all the puffs. Let's see. Harmonies were perfect all the way through. let's see, Nani, I thought you had a really nice emotion and you sounded very sweet and yeah, I thought you were really good and you handled all the nice belting towards the end too, and that was great. And Omi, like, I thought you also sounded very nice on this song as well, and I like the emotion you had in your solo in the second verse too. Like, I wish that Zach had more, like, lead vocals in this song. Because, like, especially towards the end, it's like Vanessa hogs the whole song. And Zach is just like, oh, I'm singing the harmony while she's, like, taking on the lead and everything. She literally does take the lead in this song.
I was going to make a pun.
It's like, my girlfriend is showing me up. She's making me look like the woman. The song about dancing. He was totally the
Vanessa
girl
hogging,
in this song.
Vanessa hogging, if you ask me.
Yes, I wish.
See, sometimes your jokes can work, Zelina.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes.
But, like...
Okay, I was happy.
Overall, like, I really like this a lot. Like, it's my favorite so far, personally, and... It's on my iPod already, and, like, it's... I like this better than the original, to put it that way. Yeah. Good job. At least for me.
Oh.
Zell? I'm in the minority.
Thank God.
I'm preparing them for, like, negative comments from you, too.
I'm just so happy I didn't go first on this, because Jeffers knows more about the song more than I do. Okay. I don't know if it's my volume, because it's really loud, but I heard, like, fuzzy or background movement in the beginning and a little bit later on.
That's in the backtrack.
Oh, I had a question about the
background movement.
I had a question about that too. Is that how it sounds on the recording of it? Because that's not how it sounds in the movie. Is that how it sounds on the recording?
Like every backtrack
that makes more sense
on the song has that little slightly fuzzy thing in the beginning at the end.
Even the background movement sounds?
Yeah, it's in the background music.
That's weird.
That's bizarre.
God, Disney makes bad karaoke. Okay, before I go on off track again. Pretty harmonizing and lovely vocals. I don't know if there was already panning or there wasn't, because I would like a little bit more, because sometimes it felt not clony, but it had that feeling of when you have the overlaps of voices. I will have to admit, I kind of zoned out during this song. I don't know, and it wasn't that long either, because I thought, oh, long song. And then I look at the time, it's only 4 minutes. I'm like, oh. So it just wasn't something that really caught my attention for a long time. As I said, good syncing, and Omi sounded really nice, and I think that helped with Nani's mixing, because it just sounded cleaner, I guess is the word I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, Ambi?
Well, I have to agree 180% with Jeffers on this one.
I'm not.
This is probably one of my This is probably like one of my favorite duets, like ever. I thought this was fantastic. The mixing was like perfectly in sync, and like I think that she has like a better mic quality than Omi's. And I don't know what she did in the mixing that like brought the quality of Omi's mic up to like closer to the same level as hers, but like. She's like a mixing magician, apparently.
I think she did like compression and stuff on it.
Amazing. And the harmonies just blended note-wise and syncing-wise. And just, I like Zelina zoned out halfway through the song, but in a sense that I was so mesmerized by how much I loved it that I just stopped taking notes. Because I was like, I'm enjoying this so much. In a word, perfect, really.
Mm-hmm. It was
great,
really good.
Yeah.
Especially in a night like tonight, to be, like, the best so far in a night like this.
This was a good night to reach perfection, because everyone tonight so far has, like, no one has been, like, completely so unforgivably horrible. Like, tonight's going to be a really hard cut.
Yeah.
Like, a really hard
cut. Yeah.
One last duet of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the duet couple of Faded and Cookies, Sharp Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing
Team Energy.
Team Energy.
Oh, wait.
Hopefully.
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 I know
what song they're singing.
Oh, yeah. I remember the original name, but then they will give away their song. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she'll tell you after the song then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell you what their original name is after the song, because it is team title of song, so yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get back to that.
Phantom and Sharp Cookies, aka Team Busted, singing Busted from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, this is the song that got me and Faded engaged. It's our song. She's sucking up to me. It's our song. Yeah.
I like how we knew they were gonna sing this like from the listen of last week, and we're like, yes, oh, like this ooh. One.
Honestly, yeah. From the moment we said we were going to pair these two together, I knew they were going to sing this song. Before, like, we even recorded the announcement of the pairings. Like, just in text formats, like, these two are totally going to sing Busted. Like, I know it.
Or Phineas and Ferb was, I think, somebody else's guess in general. So, yeah. I will say, I think this episode was actually on today, because I was trying to watch the show, and I'm starting to like it. And it was in the credits.
Possibly.
Yeah, so yeah, I was on this morning then. So I know some of this song a little bit.
Cozelle.
Cookies, I love your jazzy intro with this. Let's see. I like that your voices kind of pretty much match this, where they blend pretty nicely, or they mesh well. I don't know if the mixing could have been a little bit better, especially with like, and when I do... You gonna be busted. I think those are the lyrics.
So like the syncing
was off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some of the syncing was off.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
But I thought y'all had really nice energy for this song. I mean, I was smiling. I wasn't expecting to smile, but I was smiling. So yeah, person who's married because of this, or engaged because of this song.
Watch out, Cookies.
Oh, I'm moving in. Yeah. She's trying to move into my territory with my woman.
She's busted for cheating on you.
Busted. Mm-hmm. My first note, our engagement song, if you didn't get that by now. Was it just me, or was the music a little more heavy in the right ear than in the left ear?
I did notice I noticed something was imbalanced with my head.
Yeah, there was something that, like, I felt like I was kind of, like, leaning a little bit towards the right. I was like, oh, there's a little bit more on that side than the other side. But overall, nice energy, decent syncing. Like, there was a couple of spots when the syncing was really good, but then a couple of spots when the syncing was just a little off. Like, just words weren't said at the same time or said in different ways that kind of made it, like, just for, like, that one word just kind of, like, clash with each other. And I just want to commend Cookies on this one, because, like, you were both good, but I got to commend Cookies on doing a good job with the harmonies, because I know that one of Cookies' like me, is she sometimes has problems with harmonies. And I thought she did a pretty good job here with the harmonies. Like, usually she's like, oh, no,
harmonies. Oh, that was her? She was doing the higher harmonies?
No.
But she was in lower harmony.
Okay, okay. I was about to say. But there was
no melody. Like, in those parts, there was no melody line. There were both harmony lines.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. The middle melody was listening, and it was just high harmony and low harmony and no melody. So they were both singing harmony, and they both did a really good job on that. But like, I just wanted to commend Cookies in particular, because I know that's one area that she struggles with sometimes. The only thing I would have liked a little bit was a more punched ending, because the ending just kind of, like, the end of the song just kind of seemed to just end. I think that last busted should have been a little bit more busted, like, just like a more, yeah, a more, yeah, a little stronger of an ending, because it would have just, like, completed the song. The song just kind of seemed to, like fall off at the end. But other than that, I thought this was a good job.
Yeah, you two sounded great together. Like, we did a good job pairing people this season.
We did.
Really good. Like, I don't know, compared to last season when everyone picked their own partners. Like, I like the partners way more this season. Not to brag or anything. I was actually really worried, though, when they did this song, because, like, the syncing is tough in this song, and, like, it's not an easy song to mix, and I know Faded uses Audacity, so I was like, oh no, come on, Faded. But yeah, it was really good, except for that couple words, and syncing is tough in Audacity. Like, I applaud you, Faded. Harmonies were great. Faded, you sounded like Ashley Tisdale a lot, like, in certain places.
Yeah, agreed.
And I really liked how they avoided that clony sound in that second verse when they both sing the same melody line.
Yeah, agree there as well.
Good job, you two. Like, it was a very nice, polished job, except for that couple words. And I think Cookies could have used a little more energy in the lower harmony part. But, I mean, I know she struggled with the harmony, so just kudos on getting it. But, like, this was a good job. Cuts is going to be tough.
I don't think Cookies needed that immunity, honestly. I think she did fine.
Yeah, I think she would have been fine without it. All right, so we're gonna pause now, because this is gonna probably be the hardest cut all season.
Yes.
So we're gonna now fight with each other probably for like an hour, but no more than an hour, because Pottermore Clue is gonna be going within like the next 2.5 hours. So
although we do need the time to, we need to
burn time, but not that much time. So we'll be back in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We spoke, and we are all in agreement, both on winners and the cut.
Yes, the people in between is here and there.
A little different between us, so we're going to do our usual, announce the winner, then we do our, I don't know if people realize this is what we do, so a look inside the judging of Happiest Competition on Earth. We all decide a winner, and we all decide the cut, or sometimes we're like, oh, who won for you? And then, so we announce them, and everything in between is our personal list that we don't know each other's rankings. So we kind of surprise each other that way.
Right.
Like, even if we're, like, naming people off in a certain order, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's how they placed for everyone in that order. But the bottom cut is a total agreement between us.
So, like, the bottom group is not necessarily the mutual
bottom group. Exactly.
How it falls into place based on our choices.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Because there's been some weeks where, like, someone who was really low on my list got saved really super early by someone else. So I was like, whoa, what'd that happen? Mm-hmm. So a look inside. So
the winners
tonight, because we did devote a winning pair because we couldn't pick one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
The winning pair was Anani and Omi. Good. Team Harmony / Turnomi Straight.
Very good job, you two.
Yes, very good job.
I think they
could learn. Oh, go ahead.
I think they also, like, work the best as a duo out of the teams, too.
Yeah, and Omi, you could definitely learn some things from Nani with her mixing. Like, keep in contact with her, because she could teach you some things with mixing. Because
she's your best friend.
Your vocals sounded nice this week.
All right, so now, Jeffers, you get first. You're saved.
Yep. And I will save Princess Clary.
I will save Cookies.
Or she's immune, but Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm half
oh.
My list.
Okay. Cookies is me, by the way.
Okay. I forgot. Yeah, I need to write it down. Okay. So then I'll say Faded Phantom.
That's who I was gonna save next, anyways. So then, in that case, I will save Valkyrie Celeste.
Okay. And this is where we get different, but I will save Rochelle.
Okay. All right, so then bottom three at this point is Read to Me, Maddie, and Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to save Read to Me.
So now the cut falls to me. So the bottom two, not necessarily for everyone.
Yes.
Is Genesis and Maddie. And the person going home tonight is actually going to be Maddie.
Sorry,
Maddie. But honestly, like, you were good on a freaking phenomenal night.
Yeah, this was, like incredible.
Everyone was so good tonight. So, like, this
was really hard.
Was really hard, and you should not be, like, disappointed in yourself at all, because, like, your, I guess, worst tonight was, like, in other episodes, the best of, like, in comparison to, like, performances from other episodes that have won, was better than some of those. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was really good.
This is just, the level tonight was, like, through the frickin' roof. I'm gonna say it, guys. I'm gonna say it. By chance, the best show of the series. I didn't do a very good Zane there. By chance.
Epic awesome.
Epic awesome. This was an epic awesome show.
Oh yeah.
Party har har.
All right, so Zelina, why don't you announce next week's immunity?
Alrighty then, and nobody has guessed it so far in the listen and the radio special, which is
both of
which
these
makes
were
me happy.
Both of these are really hard, especially the main, because the main is so unexpected.
It's like really scattered. Hot. Like if you're trying to figure it out, it's like, what in the world?
You're never gonna be able to figure out the main people, never until we're about to tell you.
Okay, and the immunity is opening and closing songs, and pretty much if the movie, TV show, stage show, etc. opens with the song or closes with the song where it's in the credits itself, it is eligible.
So, like, in the case of Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Bells of Notre Dame opens the movie. Or the song that plays during the end credits of Rapunzel is that song that I don't remember.
Something I Want.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or looking yeah.
Or like the finale song in High School Musical, All in This Together.
But that does the first song in a movie. It has to be the opening song. So like in the case of Mulan does not open with a song. Like two or three scenes into the movie, we get the first song. So like that would not count. It has to be opening credits song playing goes into movie type of thing, or goes into show or TV series.
So like Arabian Night, like in Aladdin.
Arabian Night, there you go, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now here's one, like for like Beauty and the Beast, you have the prologue and then you have Belle. Does Belle still count? Because that's when the title comes up on the screen.
I would count Belle, because it's kind of, I always kind of consider them like a combination together, like a duo, like an opening duo, kind of like songs, like it was like prologue slash Belle type of situation.
Right.
So like as long as the characters and storyline doesn't actually start into the movie, then it's good.
Yeah, like that would work for me totally.
Okay.
Totally.
And any questions, send us a PM too.
Yeah, we're always here. We are here.
And yes, and we have Skype. And that will be due August 7th, 2011, 11:59 PM EST, which is a Sunday.
And
now
it's going to be the last immunity.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
So this is your last chance to get immunity. Since we only had one entry this week and like two the week before, it's clear that you guys are starting to go low on us immunity. So this was actually going to be the last immunity anyways. So, but if people were still turning in immunities, we probably would have added more, but we're not going to do that. So this is the last immunity, your last chance to get immunity. After that, you are on your own for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it was like thought of that if we didn't get that many submissions or nobody submitted, we wouldn't do any more immunities, but Cookie saved you guys. So
Cookie saved you guys for one last immunity.
Good job, Cookies.
Mm-hmm. But you win more than you think. All right, and now the main, which I'm so happy for.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Underrated and overrated Disney.
I like how it's like underrated and overrated.
And overrated. Basically, what this theme is the three of us have each chosen four movies that we consider to be extremely under, well, not movies, just things in Disney in general, to be really underrated or really overrated. So you have to sing something from one of the shows on the list. These are our personal lists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, personally, we would rather hear more underrated than overrated, but we wanted to give you guys more options. Points.
Yeah. I think like the original draft was the underrated was the main and the overrated was the immunity. But then when we looked at the underrated movies, we're like, we should probably give them a few more available choices.
We combine them into one theme. So, but I mean, if you're singing something from overrated, it better be really freaking good because we already don't like those things.
Yeah.
Not all of us. There are some disagreements on things about what some of us consider to be overrated.
Yes, and I'm sure some of the listeners are going to like die inside when they hear the overrated. Yeah.
All right, so let's start. Why don't we start with the? Do you want to start with underrated or overrated?
It's up to you.
Underrated.
Underrated.
All right, so we'll each read off our personal choices for this. So Jeffers.
Okay, my first one. Everyone in the entire world knows this one. Treasure Planet is one. Do it and I'll be very happy. And my second one is Oliver and Company, Lion King 2, the sequel.
Yes, agreed.
And my fourth one, both of them count, is Brother Bear 1 and 2, both of them. So yeah, those are my underrated.
Zelina?
Oh, people are going to be like, what, with my list?
Strong.
The Happiest Millionaire, Sword in the Stone, Brave Little Toaster, and Three Caballeros.
Did you hear how Mexican she said that? It had to be done. It had to be.
Love you, Zell.
And then
it is doable.
My choices were Robin Hood, Tarzan, Meet the Robinsons, and the Aristocats. Mm-hmm. All right,
And if you need backtracks, we can help find stuff too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, within reach.
And I can help you vocal cut if you need, if it works. It doesn't always work.
All right, so then the overrateds, Jeffers.
All right.
These are the ones we don't like as much.
Yes. Well, my first one is Mulan. My second one is Alice in Wonderland 2010 version, so like the Tim Burton one. Princess and the Frog. And Hannah Montana. You get the best of both worlds.
I'm spazzing here.
Zelina?
My overrated list is all three High School Musical movies.
Oh my.
Or the High School Musical series. I will kill you if somebody does this. Cinderella, Snow White, and Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Disagree.
Same here. Disagree.
We've gotten so much this season.
Have we?
So then my list of overrateds are Mary Poppins, Winnie the Pooh, Cars, somewhere Rochelle just died of a little bit inside, and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Disagree.
Well, I disagree with your Princess and the Frog, bitch. Mm-hmm.
You didn't?
Well, I know somewhere Omi is disagreeing with your Princess and the Frog, bitch.
Don't lie. I distinctly remember you agreeing with me, Ambie.
No, I agreed with you on something else with Princess and the Frog that comes later on this season.
Ooh, oh, that one. Yeah, I know.
Teaser. and the due date on this is Monday, August 8th.
August 8th. Mm-hmm. 11:59 p.m. EST.
Ooh, she's good.
All right, anything else?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Good night overall.
Congrats, top 9. Woo!
Good night. I'm going to go now drink more coffee and camp out for Pottermore!
I guess that's Pottermore. A plug. Pottermore.
Plug Pottermore! Just don't go in there tonight. If you bitches steal my spot from me, I will cut you.
She's pulling an Omi. She's going to cut you, bitch.
Yeah. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.